Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning. Welcome to your Morning Boost, this podcast designed to give school leaders just like you the jumpstart you need for a productive and inspiring day. We're so glad you're joining us this morning and wishing you a truly happy day as we embark on a powerful and transformative week. This week, we're kicking off a deep dive into the incredibly impactful world of restorative practices in schools. We will explore what it truly means to shift from purely punitive discipline to an approach that fosters learning, empathy, and genuine accountability. You'll discover why this method is not only more equitable, but also significantly more effective in promoting positive student behavior and building a thriving school culture. So get ready to challenge some traditional notions of discipline and embrace a framework that truly believes in the power of learning from mistakes. All right, welcome back. So what exactly are restorative practices? At its core, restorative practice is a philosophy and a set of approaches that aim to build community, prevent harm, and resolve conflict by repairing relationships. It moves beyond simply punishing misbehavior to actively engaging all parties involved in understanding the harm caused, taking responsibility for actions, and collaboratively finding ways to make things right. Instead of asking what rule was broken and who broke it, restorative practices ask who has been harmed, what are their needs, and whose obligation is it to address those needs. This shift is incredibly important because, as we know, the adolescent brain is still developing, with the prefrontal cortex responsible for decision-making and impulse control not fully maturing until well into the mid-20s. Students make mistakes, and often. These are opportunities for profound learning rather than simply infractions that need to be punished. Research consistently supports the efficacy of restorative practices. For instance, a study by the International Institute for Restorative Practices, or the IIRP, has shown that schools implementing restorative practices experience significant reductions in suspensions. Also, they experience improved school climate and enhanced student-teacher relationships. This approach is also inherently more equitable, addressing disproportionate discipline rates by focusing on the underlying causes of behavior rather than just the outward symptom. It empowers students to take ownership of their actions and develop crucial social-emotional skills, which will lead to lasting behavioral change. This week, we're going to get very practical. Tomorrow, we'll tackle the common issue of a student caught vaping in the bathroom. On Wednesday, we're going to discuss how to handle a physical altercation where one student injures another. Thursday, it's going to bring us to the complexities of academic integrity with some AI-generated papers. And we'll wrap up the week on Friday with a scenario involving significant damage to school property. Each day, we're going to provide detailed step-by-step guidance on how to navigate these situations through a restorative lens, including how to involve parents and even empower students to lead crucial conversations. As we wrap up our introduction this week to restorative practices, remember that while this approach offers incredible benefits, it's crucial to consider your school's existing policies. Board policies, handbook guidelines, any other school documentation is always going to guide the possibilities within administrative flexibility. If your school doesn't already have a robust behavior management protocol that's rooted in restorative practices, this week might just inspire you to get out there and design one. The power of restorative practices lies in the ability to transform challenging moments into opportunities for growth, understanding, and stronger relationships within our school and our community. It's about seeing every mistake as a chance to teach, to connect, and to build a more just and supportive environment for all. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Monday. I look forward to our conversation this entire week, and we will begin that as we talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.